there's probably nobody that knows better what federal websites should do than the people who operate them or use them on the job every day. What type of input are you looking for, not just from federal employees, but from people all over the country about the websites that the federal government maintains?
Well, we're looking for a wide range of input, and we're super excited about the dialogue, which is sponsored by GSA and the White House. We're really seeing it as an online conversation that allows, like you said, not just federal employees, but everyday citizens who use federal websites and also web experts from across the country to go online, be part of this national conversation, submit, vote, and comment on ideas for improving federal websites. And it's on a range of topics that people care about. It's about how do we improve the overall user experience, navigation, and design, how do we improve content so it's more readable, engaging, and useful, how do we improve the top services and transactions online, how do we make sure that we are providing important content for people with disabilities, people with limited English proficiency, and of course, really important topics like search and social media.
Besides talking to people like me, how are you letting people know that you want to know what they think?
Well, we've done a really wide net in terms of our marketing. Of course, we're using the social media channels. We are tweeting very actively using the .gov hashtag, and that's DOTGOV. We are putting information out on Facebook. We're sending information out to various listservs, different communities of practice. We certainly want to reach out, like you said, not just to the government web and new media professionals, but user experience professionals, designers, librarians, universities and educators, people who are, you know, innovators in the private sector, in the public sector, social media strategists. So we are tapping into a broad range of networks. We also have volunteer discussion catalysts. People like Craig Newmark of Craigslist, Jacob Nielsen, who is a usability guru, and they have very vast networks that they can tap into. So we're really trying to make sure that we're using that sort of multiplier effect to get the word out as broadly as possible. And we will also be highlighting the information on USA.gov, which, of course, is our flagship website.
We are linking up the website on federalnewsradio.com so that folks can find it easily, too. And on the site that you put up about this, you're right, we want to reinvent how government puts information and services online and bring the best of the web to the .gov domain. Do you have some thoughts already about how this might look in the future, or are you really starting from scratch and doing this all hands on deck thing and then culling through the ideas that you get?
Well, we have a good foundation of ideas through the Federal Web Managers Council, which wrote a white paper on this topic a few years ago, through all these different networks. But we really are looking to have a fresh new look at this. And so we're super excited about getting innovative ideas that we haven't seen before. I've just been monitoring the first hour of the dialogue. We have over 30 ideas, some of which have been ideas that I think have been floated before, and some of which are brand new ideas that I don't think have been considered before. So certainly we want to hear both old ideas and why they haven't worked, and maybe now it's time to kind of come back and look at them again, but also fresh new ideas. And people can go to usa.gov/web reform to access the dialogue.
usa.gov/web reform. And as I said, we have that linked up on federalnewsradio.com too. How long do I have to give my feedback?
It's open for 2 weeks. It's open 24/7, so you can go in any time, day or night, and it's open through next Friday, September 30th.
All right, good deal. Thank you very much for telling us about this, Sheila, and maybe you can come back once these ideas have been plowed through and you can talk about some of the ones that you liked.
We'd love to, and hope your users spread the news far and wide. Thank you so much.